And now, back to Tesh Matters with Jeff Boggs. Phone lines are open. Reach out and touch Jeff at 367-1240.
And we do welcome you back. 5 minutes after 11 o'clock, 367-1240, our phone number. And once again, if you did miss our Positively Iberious segment, you can find it many different ways, but Kane1240.com, go to the Tesh Matters page. It'll be up there probably by 2, 3 o'clock this afternoon, if not sooner, depending on what I can do to get it up there. But my pleasure right now to welcome back to the show new Iberia Mayor Freddie DeCourt following Tuesday night's city council meeting, and good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, man. Good to be here.
First and foremost, appreciate your shifting your time a little bit to accommodate Positively Iberia.
Oh, that's not a problem, man. 10:30 or 11, it doesn't matter. It's all good.
And there you go. Once again, Positively Iberia event this past weekend. Tell us about your thoughts of the festival, the new attractions downtown, and overall the sentiment you picked up on.
Yeah, it was certainly different. You know, we had different parades. We had a new parade with the Farmers Parade. We had a big difference in closing Fulton and having the street fair downtown and everything consolidated. You know, most of the opinions that I got back were very positive. I have a list of about a page and a half.
I want to be like Groucho's duck falling every time someone says positive today.
Yeah. But got some constructive criticism on a few things.
And those were things to expect.
Oh, yeah. First year.
Yeah.
You know, there's still a piece of equipment on Fulton, unless they moved it this morning. As of last night, there was still one piece of fair equipment left. You know, so it was very simple things, you know. We had asked them not to come in the parking lot till after Wednesday. Well, we ended up with some equipment on Wednesday. We asked them, of course, to get out as quick as they could. As of yesterday, they were still, I think it broke. There was still a piece of equipment. So, you know, the list goes on and on.
Go figure, carnival equipment breaking.
Yeah. So the list goes on and on of small things. But the good news is there were just as many that were, this works. Mm-hmm. You know, this is how we adjusted. We sold drinks out of our, you know, little stand we built in the front of our place, or we did this, or the parking really wasn't that bad. It was no different than Gumbo Cook-Off or really any other thing. I had people tell me, you know, I came downtown 3 times during the festival and found a place to park and, you know, just footed it in like everybody else. So overall, I think it was really positive. I laughed this morning. I saw there was a poll going on Facebook. If you liked it or disliked it, I didn't really look at it again. But so people will be weighing in, and there were many, many comments. There were like 200 comments I saw in one thread of people just going back and forth. Change is never easy. We are not a people who change easily at all, which is kind of what I like, because it's why so many of our traditions are still here and still strong as our, you know, our cultures. But on the flip side, I thought it was positive. I thought it went well. And we do have some things to work on for next year, but I really thought this small town festival feel and the family friendly, there were almost no incidents of anything at all. Thank God, you know, we had a good police presence the whole weekend. The community cooperated. I promoted it on TV and have always as a, you know, a family friendly event. And I think it was, you know, I have people fussing and calling that the, you know, rides were too expensive. Well, I don't control that, you know. Mm-hmm. So you contract with a fair.
Or the number of time, yeah. Number of rides, or the wait
time. Or the number
time,
of lines, or the wait time. Those kind of things, you know. The city doesn't run that. We made it possible for them to have their consolidated festival here. That's my role. That's what, you know, the mayor, the city council, you know, the police department made it safe. Public Works cleaned it up. You know, we all have a role. But I thought it was good. I think that it was a fun new way to attempt to, you know, have a sugarcane festival. I can't wait. We're going to do a follow-up meeting. The association has a list of things that, you know, they're going to work on. I have a list of observations. We're all bringing and coming as a constructive meeting of here's where the wins were, here's where the losses were, and just look at how we can tweak it. But for a first year, I thought it really actually went very well.
Yeah, and again, as a downtown business employee and downtown resident, thought your guys talking about the NIPD were great with those of us with the residential passes and, you know, needing to get in and out of our property at a certain time. I thought they worked very well with us, and I thought those aspects worked well. So again, just my opinion, one of several who live and or work downtown, mm-hmm. I think it worked out okay.
Yeah, I do too. I do too. And it was fun. Yeah. Had a good time. The parade's always fun. It was a good time.
There you go. Anything else before we get into Tuesday night's meeting, but anything else worth noting in regard to things going on in and around town?
You know, we have a lot of things coming. Trunk or Treat at City Hall on Halloween. Of course, gumbo cook-offs come in. There seems to be that we're in that festival season, so the hits will keep coming. We have a meeting tonight at 5:30 for anyone interested in decorating downtown for Christmas. There's a lot of buzz of that from, of course, the Christmas movie.
You notice I've already got a head start on my Christmas decorating.
Yeah. See that? So that should really be a neat meeting.
It was a struggle getting in there. I was not going to move it out for a month.
Yeah, I don't blame you. And we have the same people who do the parade every year, the two genies, like I call them. They'll be in charge of Bulley Plaza, and they have all the things coming from last year. We have a new group. You know, the Berry Queens are going to take over Church Alley and do something there. We have some things, as always, happening at City Hall. And now they're talking about decorating along the bayou, kind of similar to what was done for the movie. So tonight there's a meeting at 5:30 at the Slyman of all interested parties, and my job is to be the traffic cop. Already what's happening, because we're a little Christmas crazy from the movie, which is awesome. I hope it stays. I've already had to kind of say, no, you can't take this area. The great idea, but we'll have to find you another spot because so-and-so is already doing this. So, you know, I think that'll be my role tonight. Again, it's just to be the traffic cop because we have so many people that are interested this year in helping. Been talking to the producer about a premiere for the movie so that we could look at it a little early.
Have they... I'd heard one business was already planning on some sort of watch party. Have they announced a date for the original airing of the movie?
The first airing is November the 16th. That's the LSU Ole Miss game, I think.
Okay.
At 8 o'clock at night. I don't know what and what time the movie comes on. I think it's 7 or 8. So we're producer had talked about doing something for New Iberia prior to that. Now, of course, they don't want to do it too soon because they worried somebody might film it or stuff might leak out. I mean, that's kind of typical. So we're thinking the week of. Mm-hmm. And my idea is to partner with On Tap to use the Steamboat Pavilion to put up a big screen and come one, come all.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like the idea of saying, well, we use the slime and it can only hold 200 people. Yeah, well, I'm going to pick the 200 people. I don't want to do that.
Exactly.
I don't want to leave anybody out. You know, I don't want to be the one who says, guess what, you're not coming to the premiere. I mean, that's ridiculous. So that's why I was thinking an outside event, which talking to the producer, no other community has done that, but he thought it was a great idea because he admitted that in many of the communities that night is like way too drama-filled. You know, I was in the movie, but I didn't get to go, all that kind of stuff. So we're kind of coordinated now, working with On Tap, waiting on the producer to give me a firm date, but we're looking at the week the movie would come out in November doing this open-air premiere, which I think will be a lot of fun. We might even get some of the vendors from the movie and, you know, get somebody putting popcorn, get some people out there with some food. I think it could, you know, really be a fun night. So that's coming. So we got a lot going on.
Excellent. So, again, we'll look forward to that. Tuesday night, council met after public comment, which I don't believe there was any.
There was
none. Had an opportunity to hear San Bernard with Shea Hope talk about their organization and a couple of events they've got coming up.
Yeah, definitely. And Shea Hope does a great job in our community. You know, we are so fortunate and blessed to have all of these organizations that have just kind of become the staple go-to for all our different needs, I'll put it. So it was nice to hear from them.
Yeah, again, they're going to have an event October 16th at the Steamboat Pavilion as well, Candlelight Vigil, in recognition of Domestic Violence Awareness Month and an opportunity to support those victims of domestic violence. So,
certainly.
Again, encouraging folks to get there October 16th for that. And you dealt with a resolution appointing a member to the Fire and Police Civil Service Board. And remind folks the differences of the two civil service boards.
Sure. We have a civil service for our municipal employees, and then we have a civil service for our police and fire. The police and fire are mandated. Not every community has municipal to the extent we have, but if you're a town over 17,000, you have to. So civil service is, you know, a right and a law, basically, Louisiana law, for our workers to have some protections and some bit of a system to work under where it controls their pay rate, it controls their positions, and gives them some, affords them some protections, because in a political world, you know, the a new mayor could come in and fire everybody. This stops that. So, but we have two different ones, two different boards. Municipal, like I said, is all of the workers for the city, except for the department heads. They don't have the protection of civil service. That way a mayor, and if you do see some mayors come in and replace department heads, not something I did, but sometimes that does happen. Police and fire, well, they have their own civil service. This was to reappoint a person on the board and select one other new person because it was time for a new selection. So that's what we did. And we reappointed, God darn it. Give me.
Is the name on the agenda?
Yeah, of course it is. And I know him, man. Wyatt Collins. There
yes,
we go.
Wyatt Collins.
Man, I was brain freeze. Somebody touched me on the shoulder just now and threw me off. Wyatt Collins, we reappointed, who's done a great job for us. And then it was time to replace another appointee, and we ended up installing Doug Louvier. So he'll be coming on for the police and fire.
Thought some of the discussion was interesting, and I always assumed...
We could have worded better. That was my fault.
I always thought one of the, you know, the appointment was more of a recommendation from UL Lafayette. Like, they...
It is.
...metered some people out and said, hey, these...
Not really.
But that's not the case.
What they told us was they just came with the list of who had been on the board before.
Yeah.
Applied any time in the past. So it was, you know, that was... A 10-year-old name, I think, an 8-year-old name.
And I think the idea behind the whole thing, having a UL appointee, is to have someone maybe from that community or who would be attentive to UL's need or college kind of level thing, an unbiased sort of, this is our recommendation,
it's just
diversity.
Weird because municipal police and fire don't really have anything to do. Would they rule on a daily basis or a week? It's once a month mostly. But the things that they convene on and talk about really don't have anything to do with a university at all.
You think maybe it's a responsibility they would just rather not have?
In a way, yes. Yes, to tell you the truth. One person I talked to was like, I wonder why we do this. Anyway, but so it was interesting. Interesting process. The first time I had been through that. We just could have worded the motion a little better. The way it was, I bring everything to the council, whether I need to or not. I want the council's input on everything. We are a team. But I kind of fumbled that one. I could have worded it a little better.
There you go. Well, and that's not
and
what
we
I
worked
was
through
referring
it,
to.
You know? No, I know that.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
yeah. We worked through it.
There you go. And after that, you had a couple of ordinances up for adoption, one of which, of course, was the next year's budget. And
yep.
I cannot recall maybe a smoother budget time from the process of, you know, I know it's not smooth. What we don't see, the sausage getting made with your department heads and yourself, of course, before it gets to the council. But then once it was given to the council, it doesn't get much smoother than what you witnessed.
Well, but we've kind of put some things in place. If you've watched since I've been there, we have budget meetings with department heads every 2 months. We also update the council at every meeting, every other meeting for sure, of what's going on with the budget and where everybody's numbers are and how close they're following the budget. I have brought probably more budget amendments than any mayor. I mean, anytime something happens, anytime, I try to refrain from, if the money's in public works, but it's in, I'll use an example, tires and fuel, and I realize I'm only going to use half of it, so I could just move it to another area of public works. That does happen. But anytime it's a big issue, I love to tell the story. I like the citizens and my council to be reminded and my staff that I'm dealing with a 60-year-old building, or I'm dealing with a 40-year-old air conditioner or a 42-year-old snorkel truck for the fire department. I like people to know, kind of like you said, how's the sausage being made? I like them to see exactly what we're up against, because then they become part of the challenge. You know, they become part of Let's Fix It. So what people don't think of, they see the budget meetings. We met at our budget meetings. I think we had a four-hour budget meeting one night and a couple hour one the next. But leading up to that, at every meeting we're talking about budget, we're constantly – the department heads and I decided, because we had so many grants and so many opportunities next year, I was nervous. I said, I want to make sure all these matches work. I want to make sure everybody's on board. So we started the budget process much earlier than we had previously. I don't think we've ever adopted a budget over a month early. But now it's sitting there. It's finished. I'm starting to work on it. I come today from West End Park where I'm looking at some of those projects. Some things I will need to hire professional help and an architect or an engineer, but some things I won't. So I'm already beginning to put little bid packages together so that once the new budget hits in November, I can send them out and get some things done. So it's a way I did last year, like the roof on City Hall. There were a couple other small projects that I just did in-house, wrote the specs. We're changing all of the electrical panels because they're Federal Pacific, and it's an outlawed panel, basically. The insurance company is thrilled we're doing that. Actually, I got a letter said I had to do it, so we're spending 50-something thousand, but I bid all of that out. Well, we did those things in-house. So with the budget being processed early, if you will, adopted early, I can start on all of those, the specs and bid packages and everything now, because I know I have the money to do it, mm-hmm. So it's going to speed up getting those things done. My biggest thing that I do not want to get over is that government moves way too slow. When you're trying to appropriate money to do something, you have all the processes to go through, I'm fine with all of that. It's after that when the council says go, everybody's on board, the amount of time it takes to get a project going is ridiculous. So anything I can do to speed it up, and that between the matches and the fact that I could start on some of the projects knowing I had the money was kind of my catalyst to say, hey, let's get the budget done early. A push that takes the pressure off. You know, I don't want people making decisions under the gun. What I never want to do is bring something to the council and say, you have to decide right now.
Mm-hmm.
That's, you know, or within a week, or we're going to cram our budget meetings the week before it's time to adopt the budget. And, you know. That's, to me, not a way to run the railroad.
Yeah, and not only is it maybe not fair to the council or likewise anybody else who has to make that decision on the spot, but it also, you know, might look like you're trying to get something by them.
Yeah.
And I know that's not the intent.
It's not the case. And so anyway, if we kind of prepare and do it early, it avoids a whole lot of that.
There you go. Another ordinance got you caught up to speed with the current budget as well.
Yes, that's to make sure that we stay. By law, we have to close out our budget within 5%. And so we are working on that as well, which was a little weird that you're adopting a new budget and tweaking the old one. But by law, we have to land at 5% on all of our categories, if you will. And if we don't, then it's an audit finding. And we've been successful so far, knock on wood, of not having any of those. So that's part of that process.
There you go. And then got the financial report from Kevin Zarang. Again, things seem to be in order. No real concerns out there.
No, they are. I mean, my department heads do a great job, as do all of my workers, you know, everybody. But the department heads do a great job of managing that money, and so does my financial director, Kevin Zarang. And so, you know, that's his show. That has to happen. So we just monitor as often as we can.
There you go. And, I don't think there were any specific discussion items there. Council remarks, anything outstanding?
Not really. It was actually a pretty brief meeting for the most part.
29 you know. Minutes.
Yeah, I didn't remember how long, but it was a pretty quick one.
Funny I remember these things.
Yeah, I know. And we have to get one of those every once in a while, you know. I mean, sometimes they do drag on, but it's all worth it. It's all, you know, government at work.
There you go. Reminder that the next city council meeting, Tuesday, October 15th,
still trying to sell property, still looking at all of my options for adjudicated property. Met some new attorneys that possibly have another process we could go through that could streamline some of the five-year wait for this adjudicated property. But that's a big issue. That's something that you will continue to hear about. But Civic Source does have properties for sale. Any of the money we receive from Civic Source, we stick in the account to go to do demos, to help clean up blighted property. I am looking hard at what New Orleans is doing. Lafayette is starting to do some things differently. So we're in the research phase of what else could we do to unload, to redevelop, to get ownership to someone to these properties. So that's going to be an ongoing thing for a while, but I'm excited about it. We got to clean up the town, and this will be a way to do it.
There you go. It's pretty much the council meeting. Anything yes. else you want to note before we let you go?
No, you know, I just want to thank everybody for a safe, and it was a good festival, good family fun. People came out. My police department did a great job. I need to thank all of them. But behind the scenes, watching the Festival Association pull together, watching them make a bunch of changes, was a joy to work with all of them. And just seeing the community, I'm just thankful that we had a good, you know, safe weekend, no incidents. Everybody had fun for the most part. And I'm looking forward to Gumbo, looking forward to, you know, all the things we have coming with Christmas. It's just good, a good time to be the mayor and to just watch our community coming together for all of these events and, you know, just to promote us. That's one of the things that's lacking. They actually gave me $15,000 for next year to promote our city. I don't think we've spent money promoting New Iberia in a very long time. That's needed, but without the community participation, I don't have anything to promote. I got a wonderful downtown, but if nobody's down here, you know, what the hell? I mean, we're not doing anything. So to have these events and see people come out and watch the positive participation, it just, you know, kind of fires me up to promote this place. But, no, just a good time to be the mayor.
You know, during the budget discussions, I mean, not yours on Tuesday night, but when we were talking about it, sales tax numbers have been positive as of late. How much did you take that into account for the next year, or do you still keep it pretty conservative?
We went with a 2% increase. We have increased a little more than that, you know, over the months, but we just said let's say a 2% increase. Now, I have reserves in some accounts that we haven't had before, just in case I'm wrong. I mean, you know, what if it's not, it doesn't continue on that trend. But we have about $1 million in the 1960 tax fund that we want to leave there. One, to make sure our projections are right. Number two, if I get halfway through the year and let's all hope and our projections are right or even better, that's the money I would try to prepay a bond off so that I could start fixing our roads again. So, you know, it's just you're saving, but you're just trying to get to the next challenge. But you got to have bullets in your gun to get there. So we're okay. We're good. We weren't as, you know, 2% I think is conservative. So we'll see how our numbers fall. But there is some reserve. Our general fund is up. We, you know, so we're in a good position. But it's a good position that we're trying to, you know, jockey to be able to float some bonds and spend some more money because I got to get to our roads.
There you go. Mayor, always a pleasure.
I know.
We'll look
always
forward
to being
a couple of weeks.
Good. Thank you.